This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Wednesday edition. We kick off hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. All of it is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, we've got everything from a psychic judge to sexual body language. We'll tell you there's a story about just the various different things that people do unconsciously that might signal that they're sexually interested. State immigration bills are being passed because the federal government's not apparently doing anything. So the states down at the southern border are passing all kinds of draconian restrictions on your freedom. We'll give you the details on that. Plus, looks like all of the nation's government schools are going diet soda only.
Because it's better for you.
we'll explore that. Stinky bus drivers and more. It's all coming up here tonight. We got 3 hours of show, and we're starting things out with Loretta Knoll. She is the candidate for governor from the Libertarian Party. She's also the founder of the U.S. Marijuana Party. And Loretta, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, Ian, Jason, and Manwich, and everybody out there on Free Talk Live land. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Well, it's great to have you back on. We actually had you on last year. You weren't running for governor at the time, but you had a little, I guess, a panty situation.
Yeah, you were on here talking about your underpants.
Or lack thereof.
You know, it's weird the things that I actually make it into the news for. It's an interesting life being in politics.
Well, we have that archived, by the way, for anyone that wants to go listen to it. It's on our website on our guests page at freetalklive.com. But tonight, you're here for another reason. It's sort of related to panties, I suppose. We don't plug local candidates a lot on Free Talk Live because we're a nationwide, we're an international show. So
right.
You really have to do something outstanding. You have to do something really newsworthy to get on the air and get a mention on Free Talk Live. And I think that you've done it at this point, Loretta. What is your flash for cash idea?
The Flash for Cash idea. We're doing an internet fundraising campaign for ballot access here in Alabama. We have the strictest ballot access rules in the country. We have to get about roughly 42,000 registered voter signatures in order to qualify for ballot access.
Wow.
And, you know, this late in the game, it's going to cost us $80,000 to $100,000, and that's a lowball estimate from somebody that's, you know, trying to help me out with the campaign. So we, about a month ago, I was on the computer and I got an email, a Google News alert on my name, and I went to look at the article, and it was this political columnist named Bob Ingram, who's been writing about politics in Alabama for 55 years. I mean, this guy's the Andy Rooney curmudgeon of Alabama politics. He's been there since God, apparently.
Right.
And well-respected guy, old man. He's almost 80, I think. And so I go and I read, and the last paragraph in his column was referring to thanking the editor for a picture of me that he had provided to run with a column that week or the previous week. And he said, you know, he hoped that his mother didn't see it, and 55 years of political writing, you know, he'd never had a woman expose cleavage in his column. And I, you know, I'm reading the article and I'm just shocked. I'm thinking, are there really two dirty old men in Alabama media talking about my anatomy? You've got to be kidding me. So I went to Montgomery. And
how come the cleavage shot isn't on your website?
Well, it's not on the gubernatorial website, because it's not, you know, it is now, but, you know, originally it was a picture that was taken, back when I was doing Pot TV. It was just one of the, you know, the studio shots.
Yeah.
And, just had it on the internet. There's about 200 pictures of me available on the internet, by the way, and many of them were much more suitable for a political article than that one. But, what they've done is they've gone on the internet and searched for a photo of me instead of contacting me and didn't get a quote or anything or
right.
Ask, okay, to use the picture. And
yeah, why bother doing any footwork?
Yeah, really. You know, hey, it's all right there. She won't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is obviously related to her campaign. But what wound up happening is I wrote a letter. I went down to the Montgomery Independent office and bought a newspaper, because it's just a really kind of a small paper,
mm-hmm.
To see what the picture was. And then I wrote a letter to the editor of the paper, and I, you know, said, you didn't have permission to use that. You owe your readers at least that much. And so I thought I'd turn the tables on them a little bit. Instead of being, you know, like an indignant, outraged feminist, and crying victim, I said, well, You know, if nothing else, you've secured me the horny guy vote that exists among your readers. And now that you and the rest of Alabama have met the twins, perhaps you'd like to meet the rest of me. I've got my burka, so y'all won't be offended, and we can talk about the rest of planks of my platform since you only talked about one.
That's great. And by the way, of course, since you are...
does that mean that, in fact, your breasts are a plank on your platform?
Apparently so. But not of my own doing. See, it's really weird, you know, a woman in politics, and you get all this sexual scandal when you're running in politics, and it's like... You know, people say, well, don't you think this is going to diminish what you're trying to do? And I'm like, look, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, they want to play hardball. Okay, we can do that, too. They just need to know what they're getting into before they try it again. It's actually turned out really well. The editor of the newspaper printed the letter, and he got the shot of me in front of the Capitol, and the one without cleavage.
That's the one on your website, which is nallforgovernor.com, N-A-L-L. forgovernor.com.
Yeah, I liked that picture before, but now that you've told me about the one with cleavage, I'm kind of offended by that the picture I see on the website.
Are you now? Well, that's good.
You mean you'd prefer to see the cleavage?
Yes,
shot.
I would.
Who wouldn't, really? Well, I think personally, I think it's good that you've tied up the horny guy vote, because, I mean, in most elections, they don't have anybody to vote.
They are really the deciding factor in America is the horny guy vote.
You know, I think they're a large portion of the 42% of Alabamians who don't vote in any given election. What we've done, myself and some of my campaign volunteers came up with a flash animation where people can log onto the website and, you know, for $2 you can tuck it in my blouse, and for $20 you can tuck it in my skirt, and for $50 you get to see the biggest boobs in Alabama politics. and it's hit the media today. It's been, you know, to the wall today with phone calls. Flash News picked it up, so it'll be national tomorrow. The last time they picked up something on me, Jay Leno picked it up for the Tonight Show.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
So we'll see what happens.
Great. Now, so if people want to participate in this, they can go to your website at nallforgovernor.com. There's a series of links. You'll see it's the first link right there. It's entitled Flashing for Freedom. And essentially, you can be anywhere, I guess, in the U.S., and contribute to this. Can people around the world contribute to your campaign, or just
only
US?
Only if they're U.S. citizens living abroad.
Okay.
That haven't been expatriated or anything, but people living overseas that are U.S. citizens can contribute, and anybody that's living inside the U.S. can contribute to the campaign. And all of these funds are going to put ballot access petitioners on the ground here in Alabama within the next week. And if you're a libertarian, if you think, you know, we should change the marijuana laws, if you got $2 and you can help a sister out, log onto the website and have a little fun with us and help us change some really bad laws here in the state of Alabama.
I gotta say, Loretta, it's rare that I get excited about a libertarian campaign, because they're all just sort of there's not really that much going on with them, but you're really doing something. I think you're doing something outstanding. I think so far, considering that you're actually not even on the ballot yet, I think the exposure that you've been getting is far and above where it should be at this point in the game. I mean, you've already had a television interview. I saw it. It was like an 8-minute long interview that you had on a major TV station there in Alabama, which, as far as I could tell, was a really positive interview. Which I mean, have you had much other press in the state?
Oh, I've had tons of press. Just this week, I marched with the immigrants in Alabama. I got invited to the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa the day before yesterday to address their pro-immigration reform rally. And there were 3 news channels there. Now, the only news that I made it on was they got a shot of me, you know, before I went up to speak. I was kind of standing in the crowd, and they didn't cover anything that I said. But we did Alabama Public Radio and the Crimson White, the college paper. And then yesterday in Birmingham, NPR profiled me, because they're doing profiles of all the candidates in state races this year around the U.S. And I've been, you know, the blogosphere is really where it's at in politics. People that think like me hang out online. I've discovered that.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's a huge base of support. And so we've had tons and tons of coverage from, you know, just around, you know, the major internet sites. I get, you know, mentioned on Alabama Public Television's For the Record from time to time. My
that's
favorite
fantastic.
News host, Tim Lennox, is just, you know, he's a primo guy.
And Loretta, can you hang on? I just have a few more questions about your campaign and what's going on. So hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number here. We're on with Loretta Nall. She's the founder of the U.S. Marijuana Party. She is also running for governor as a libertarian candidate in the state of Alabama, doing some really exciting, newsworthy things. And what's really important is she's not straying away from the big issues. We'll talk about that coming up.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. And over 1,200 people are interacting. It is totally free, fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find them all discussed on our bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We go back to Loretta Knoll. She is the Libertarian candidate for governor in the state of Alabama. And, of course, we do actually have an affiliate in Florence, as a matter of fact, Florence Muscle Shoals, WVNA. They're listening to this 2 hours delayed, so you guys can't call in and talk to Loretta tonight, but you definitely should be aware of her, and you should be aware of her website, which is knollforgovernor.com. Now, we're not going to have all 50 candidates for governor all 50 Libertarian candidates for governor on this show, because this is not a candidate promotion venue. This is an entertainment radio show. However, what you've done, Loretta, is well worth reporting on, and that's why we're having you on the show tonight. Of course, I'm referring to your Flash for Cash campaign. What you need is several. You need several thousand dollars. You said $80,000 to $100,000 to actually get a petition drive done to get you on the ballot. And what you've come up with is kind of, it's really original. It's something that I've certainly never seen in American politics. As you described it, there's your website, allforgovernor.com. If you click on Flashing for Freedom, you're given three options. You can do $2, and that does what, Loretta?
You get to tuck that in my blouse.
And then what are the other two options?
For $20, you can tuck it in my skirt. And for $50, I flash you and show you the biggest boobs in Alabama politics.
Now, as you pointed out earlier, you didn't start this campaign on a sexual note. I mean, this was something that was done by a local guy who writes for a newspaper there in Alabama. So
that's correct.
You didn't start it, but you're going to go ahead and run with it, since they want to pay all this attention to your bodily assets, if you will. You're going to go ahead and, I guess, use them or use sex to sell your campaign. And I found that was really original. I mean, when you enter the world of politics, when you're looking at political campaigns, everybody's always dressed really conservatively. Everybody acts as though they're a Puritan. Nobody talks about sex. Sex isn't an issue.
All I ever hear on the political left, and the ones that are going around in Alabama now, just make you want to throw up. I am a Christian. I believe in God. I am such a moral bastard. You know, and it's
right.
Just like, you know, guys, they look like they're cut from a cookie cutter. There's not any one of them that can relate to the average life of the average Alabama citizen. They're just not like us. And I've found with my campaign, that, you know, aside from what's going on now with the Flash for Freedom campaign, I speak directly to my people. When I write, you know, I write a lot of articles about my adventures in drug policy and prison reform here and, you know, about traveling the U.S. And people really, even if they don't, you know, agree with my politics, they tell me often, you are a breath of fresh air. I wish so much that the people that I vote for, you know, would speak so that I could understand it. And I'm really finding I've got a lot of support from the liberal left. I get a lot of support from the conservative right. I tell you, if I get on the ballot, and this is why this is so important, it's, you know, it's kind of extreme. I don't think anybody that gets offended by the Flash campaign probably wasn't going to vote for me anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I'm not too worried about, you know, ticking off the right wing. They don't like me much anyway. But the reason that it's so important is the dynamics of the Alabama election this year. On the Republican side, you've got Ten Commandments Judge Roy Moore, who's not doing too well in the primaries. And then you've got incumbent Governor Bob, you know, Jesus told me to increase your taxes, Riley. and, you know, the conservative, you know, the economic conservative wing of the Republican Party, they're not real happy with him, you know, because of that failed tax increase back in 02 and, or 03, I guess. And so I'm the only one in this election that'll be able to pull any, you know, economic conservative vote, because on the Democratic side, you've got Don Siegelman, who's a former governor of Alabama, indicted on, you know, racketeering charges, and he's in court now. Him and Richard Scrooge of Help South, and he's just, you know, he's a crook, and everybody knows it.
What I really love is the juxtaposition of all these guys running for office, pretending like they're holy rollers, and of course they are always the ones that get caught with some sort of scandal, some sort of cheating, some sort of embezzlement. And then here you are, just right up front, hey, I'll flash for cash. Come on, come over to nullforgovernor.com.
Isn't it great? You know, I wanted the way I wanted the, you know, the primaries to turn out, so that it would wind up being me, Don Siegelman, and Roy Moore. Those would be my two opponents, because one, I know I could whip the pants off of both of them, and two would be because I've been convicted of misdemeanor possession of plant material. You know, Siegelman is under indictment for contract rigging and, you know, federal racketeering charges, and Moore got kicked out of the Supreme Court in Alabama for violating everyone's First Amendment right.
Yeah.
So we're all three criminals.
Marijuana seems pretty lightweight compared to those other ones.
Exactly. You know, and I thought that would be perfect. I would dare him to just tell him. I would dare him to say something about me smoking pot. I dare you.
Well, now, of course, that's something that I pointed out, that you had an 8-minute-long television interview, and it's inevitable that in every single interview you do, that's going to come up. And that's why I really like having you as a candidate, because you're a libertarian that's not going to back off on the war on drugs issue. In fact, Jason, did you have a question for Loretta?
You had mentioned, Loretta, earlier that you are for the reform or destruction of marijuana laws. I was wondering how you feel about
the rest of the drugs there are out there?
My personal opinion, when I first got started in drug policy reform, I had the mental bias of we can legalize pot, but we can never legalize the other drugs because those are bad and they kill you. And then, you know, once you see an issue, once you really see it, you realize that all of the problems, or 99% of the problems associated with any illicit or illegal drug use comes from the prohibition of it.
Indeed.
So I am for, you know, I talk with Lee, that's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the retired cops, judges, DAs, and they have this statement that's really interesting, although it frightens people, is that if you put 55-gallon drums of every kind of known drug on the street corners in the U.S. and just gave them away for free, you would not have the problems that you have today.
Yeah,
and that, coming from them, you know, I'm with that. What we're doing is not working. It's doing the exact opposite of what we were told it was intended to do. I think it's doing just exactly what the government wanted it to do, but it's not doing what we thought, you know, that it would do when we started electing these people who were going to be tough on drugs.
I think it's great that we have a libertarian candidate for governor in America that's embracing the war on drugs as an issue in her campaign, as opposed to some of these guys that try to just shove it under the rug and try to pretend like libertarians don't support serious changes in the drug wars.
People need to know that the drug war creates criminals, and it creates situations in which people would do things to even further their criminal activities, steal, kill, whatnot.
Because of the extreme prices that are brought about by prohibition.
Precisely.
These drugs would be fractions, they'd be a fraction of the prices, the existing street prices today if we were to legalize it.
Exactly.
All right, Loretta, again, your website, nallforgovernor.com. People should definitely go and take a look at your Flash for Freedom. It is brilliant, and they should certainly support your campaign. Now, when is all your petitions due? How short of time do you have here?
We have 34 days. We have to have them due. We have to have them into the Secretary of State's office by 5 p.m. on June the 6th. That's
you
the
need
primary.
40. You need at least 40,000.
We need 41,300 registered voter signatures to get ballot access.
Right. Plus, you probably have to go over that by a certain percentage because they'll try to disqualify as many as they possibly can.
Oh, they're definitely going to try to disqualify me. You can bet on that.
Yep.
If I get on the ballot, y'all, it's going to be a real big horse race. It's going to be the finest we've seen ever.
I would love to have that happen. Loretta, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. We really appreciate having you on. And again, that's nallforgovernor.com. Keep us informed. Let us know anything exciting happens in your campaign. We'll be happy to have you on back.
I will, guys. Thanks
for
having
me on.
Thanks, Loretta.
See ya. 800-259-9231. All right there, Florence listeners. You know about her. Now go to her website, nallforgovernor.com. The rest of you can, too, all around the country. As long as you're an American citizen, you can help her out because, in my opinion, she's a fantastic candidate. More coming up. Hey, since we're talking sex, let's talk about sexual body language. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use supplements are learning more about herbs and their effectiveness, and so are the people who do the research and make the supplements. Turmeric has been long known to be a balancing and detoxifying herb, and curcumin is the active part of turmeric. Curcumin 98 is 98% curcumin, and ongoing studies are showing that curcumin is helping people who suffer from acne, allergies, autoimmune disorders, burns, chickenpox, diabetes, liver damage, rashes, tumors, ulcers, eye problems, multiple sclerosis, and more. Testimonies are rolling in from folks who've tried curcumin, and the results are some of the best we've ever seen. There are 500 milligrams of curcumin in each of the 200 capsules, and each capsule also contains bioperin, which doubles the effectiveness of the curcumin, and each jar is only $34.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Curcumin 98 is getting rave reviews across the board, and you just may add your voice to those who are singing the praises of Curcumin 98. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Curcumin 98 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're in the market for a used car, and a cherry red convertible makes your mouth water. Don't sign on the dotted line yet, because your cherry might be a lemon. When I come back, I'll produce some helpful hints.
Bobby Ligas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
That used car is the apple of your eye. But beware, the engine might be rotten to the core. Take the advice of the Federal Trade Commission, and yours truly, shop around before you pick that seemingly sweet deal.
Check out the car's repair records, maintenance costs, and safety and mileage ratings. Then test drive it for a couple of hours on hills, highways, and in stop-and-go traffic. Finally, have a certified technician perform a pre-purchase inspection and give you a shopping list of repairs. Now you're ready to basket a great used car. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Hey, we need to get Loretta on this show. We need to get her on the Shrine. I'll have to send her an email. But the Shrine of Female Listeners is dedicated to those ladies who listen to the show, not just listen to the show, but like us so much that they've taken the time to take a validated photo for us. That means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. You can see the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, totally apolitical here, but interesting nonetheless. How much of it is accurate, I don't know. We'll have to explore it all together. But there's a long report here, it's not that long, I guess, at funreports.com about how to read sexual body language. Everything from raised eyebrows to playing with one's hair, touching the face. What does all this mean? Crossing the legs? Are there hidden signals here? Is this telling you something? We'll give you the details coming up. But first, we're going to go to Triddle in Washington on the Amplifier Only line. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening,
what's on your line?
Well, tomorrow is the vote in the New Hampshire Senate on whether or not to reject the real ID, and I thought that was important enough that I should call in about it.
Yeah.
So on the BBS, I made a post about emailing the senators. It comes right from the Downsized DC blog.
Yeah, I was quite surprised today when DownsizedDC.org sent out an email asking people nationwide to contact the New Hampshire senators and ask them to support the bill that they're going to be voting on tomorrow, which will essentially opt New Hampshire out of the Real ID program. Why is this important nationwide, Triddle?
Well, I think it concerns all of us, just like they said in their blog. And I think if they hear that everyone is interested in getting rid of this stupid ID, that they're more likely to do it. Because I know the Senate president was against it.
Right. The Senate, the New Hampshire Senate has voted 5-0 in a committee saying this bill ought to pass. So we're hoping that everything goes well tomorrow with this vote. But the more people that contact these senators, the better off we might be. Obviously, you want to be as friendly as possible and let them know that you're concerned about real ID, even though you don't live in New Hampshire. You don't want to see this spread nationwide. Essentially, what could happen here, Triddle, is New Hampshire could reject real ID, and that could give the other states the confidence that they need, the courage that they need to stand up and reject it as well. And then we could have a variety of states across the nation essentially standing up and saying no to the federal government control over their identification in their state.
Well, I hope that happens. It sounds like a great thing to me.
I hope so, too. Triddle, any other thoughts for us?
No, that'll take care of it.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. So, according to funreports.com, it's well known that men and women use a variety of gestures while playing court to somebody. Most gestures are used unknowingly. The success of the relationship depends on your ability to give certain signals and perceive ones that are being sent to you. And they go down the list of variety of different signals that they claim have sexual connotations. I think some of it's a little silly, but we'll see.
Well, you have to be able to write an article and get people to visit your website.
Right. Raised eyebrows. When we see a person that we consider attractive.
Everybody around America is raising their eyebrows right now.
We begin raising and lowering our eyebrows. If the person also feels drawn to you, his eyebrows will also start going up and down. The gesture lasts only 1/5 of a second, but it takes place all of the time with people of both sexes and all ages. This eye-making can easily be left unnoticed, but if you do notice it, you can be certain you will certainly be given 100% of the person's attention. What do you think? Any legitimacy there?
I don't know. I
don't really know this 1/5 of a second the eyebrows raise and lower. That's fat. That's not 1/5 of a second, Ian. I mean, there we go.
I mean, that's even too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fast one.
And I'm raising and lowering my eyebrows all the time. Mm. It's just, I guess, I've been told I have a, like, animated facial features.
Yes.
And so my eyebrows are going every which way. I don't know how I like that.
All right, well, here's another
one. It's just a nice way to say you freak me out.
How about this one? Slightly open lips. If a person likes you, his or her lips automatically open the moment your eyes meet.
Or they're a vampire and they're very hungry.
Or maybe they're just a mouth breather and their nose is plugged up.
I don't know. I think that all of these have some credence, I'm sure.
Okay. Standing at attention. If a man is standing straight with his shoulders squared and his belt tightened, he's trying to show himself in all his beauty.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah,
I do that.
If he's leaning forward to hear what the woman is saying, it's even better. Now, the leaning forward part is interesting, and this is not just in relationships, but it's also in business relationships as well. It's a technique called mirroring, and psychological, in fact. Most people mirror on a subconscious level. They don't realize they're doing it. Manuch, are you familiar with this?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't get into sales without knowing mirroring.
Yeah, I've caught myself doing it plenty of times.
The idea is that you're supposed to do whatever your client or subject is. And, you know, being in a sales relationship is very similar to getting into a sexual relationship.
Right.
You know, you're doing an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And
what if they're picking their nose?
You don't do that. But if they lean back in their chair and they're relaxed, you lean back and you're relaxed.
Right, because
if they lean forward as though they're interested in whatever you've got on the table, then you lean forward as though you're interested.
Correct. Also, you can also mirror facial expressions. Like, for instance, if they're not making good eye contact, you could freak them out if you make really good eye contact with them or if you're constantly staring
at them. That's absolutely true. You've got to be very careful about eye contact because people are funny about it. You know, it's primal.
You don't want to make them uncomfortable.
If you make eye contact with somebody who doesn't particularly like eye contact too much, it's confrontational.
Exactly. Also, speed of speech is another one. So if you are sitting with a client or with somebody you're interested in a relationship with and they're speaking fast, you know, it's important for you to match or to mirror their speaking pace as opposed to if they're speaking fast and you
are speaking slowly.
Well, and so this mirroring goes to another level. There's advanced mirroring in the sense that you don't want to do everything that the client does. You want to get the client to follow your patterns at the same time. If you can get them to follow you.
You want to match them first and then lead them?
You want to match them in some ways to make them comfortable.
Right.
But you want to give them your patterns at the same time so they're following you as the leader. Because
that makes sense.
You know, and you don't want to do this with the alpha male types that are, you know, the big gruff guys.
Right.
I'm in charge. That's not going to work.
Okay. So that now mirroring's useful. That's useful. That's legitimate advice. Back to the article, which is questionable at best. Adjusting the clothes.
Fun, though.
If a man is adjusting his tie, he really hopes that you will notice it. He may also sleek his hair, pull down his jacket, see if his lapels are in the right place. When a man is playing with the buttons of his jacket...
I just do that because I'm vain. I don't think that I do that. I do that all the time.
Well, you're hoping someone will notice the fact that you take care of yourself.
There you go.
You are a pretty buff fella.
Mm-hmm.
If a man is playing with the buttons of his jacket, he's probably nervous. Using this gesture, he's also trying to demonstrate his subconscious wish to get undressed for you. The next stage,
ridiculous.
That is.
The next stage is when he takes his jacket off and places his arms on his hips. If he's used all of these gestures, it means he's already imagining your shoes under his bed.
My God.
I see.
A lot of this is news to me. Playing with her hair. Ooh, this is a big one. And girls do it all the time, right? Playing with their hair. What does it mean? We'll come back to talk about it. 800-259-9231. Your tips as well on, body language and what it means to you, if anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. Still to come here tonight, non-diet sodas going to be mandated to be sold at, or they're going to be banned, excuse me, from schools. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there, months of them, as a matter of fact. We go back for about a year. Over a year, as a matter of fact, on our website, front page. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's totally free. Freetalklive.com. So go grab up the archives. So we're talking about sexual signals, sexual body language, according to funreports.com, which is a website I've never heard of before. But nonetheless, it's interesting. I mean, when you're dating someone of the opposite sex or maybe even the same sex, when you're dating somebody, you know, maybe you've always kind of wondered, what does it mean when they play with their hair? What does it mean when they touch their face? Is there some sort of subconscious thought process going on? Is there something, well, that you're not aware of? What does it all mean?
It's so funny. I pay very close attention to this stuff when I'm in sales calls dealing with clients, and I could care less what girls are doing as far as body language, you know, when I'm talking to them on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you're also married.
That's true.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that I don't want women to be interested in me.
I understand that, but you're not on the lookout for it. I mean, you don't really...
Yeah, but I didn't care before either. I think it's more vanity than anything.
All right. Well, anyway, we're continuing the list here. We've already been through everything from raised eyebrows, slightly open lips, adjusting the clothes, and we're now on playing with the hair. In order to show her sympathy towards a man, a woman makes a movement with her head to get her hair off her face. She may also move it aside with her hand. She tries to send the same signal by licking her lips. By the way, men also like sprucing up while talking with talking to a woman. At the same time, a woman will never miss a chance to count the number of times a man sleeks or bristles up his hair during the conversation. Is this something you ladies do? Do you count the number of times a man plays with his hair?
Silly. Why would they be thinking any differently than we are? I'm not paying attention. Why would they be?
Well, I don't know. Women do think differently than men.
They do. That's why I've always thought that gays and lesbians have it a lot easier than we do.
Because they already know
their
marks.
Exactly. Precisely. They know what the their prospective mate is going to be doing.
Right.
What each action means. We're in the dark.
Voyeurism. A man is openly trying to show that he's examining the woman's body by casting some looks at its most beautiful parts. Ladies, you shouldn't be flattered. He automatically scanned your figure the first second that he saw you. That much, definitely true.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I've also heard that most women make the decision immediately upon seeing or meeting a man that they make the decision as to whether or not they would ever sleep with that man. Like, right away. That's a decision that they make.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
I wouldn't say that's untrue. I wouldn't say it's untrue.
Yeah.
I've never been in the mind of a woman, so I wouldn't know. Though on the male part, yeah.
All he wants to do
Yeah, I mean, guys know right away, but
exactly.
Our criteria are simpler.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically it's saying here if he continues to sneak looks at you, that's him saying essentially that he considers you someone who should be a sexual partner.
Makes perfect sense.
How about crossing the legs? According to this, if the toes of the person's shoes are pointed at you, he or she is certainly interested in you.
Mm-hmm. Apparently there's some kind of compass.
If you point your knee towards the person you're interested in, you'll demonstrate that you're ready for a closer relationship.
How can you point your knee but not your toes at the person?
Well, I'm pointing my knee at you right now, but my toes are pointed the other direction.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that I'm interested in a closer relationship, but plenty close to you. One of the most captivating poses is when a woman is sitting with her legs crossed under herself and her knees are exposed to the person she's talking to. It means, according to Fun Reports, that she wants a man to take more decisive steps. She's one of those women that wants to be led by the man. Playing around with cylindrical objects. A man, as well as a woman,
playing with cylindrical objects.
When excited, will definitely find a glass or even a fork to stroke it or touch it with his fingers. Cylindrical objects remind men of the women's breasts and the women of the man's genitals. Women's wrists have always been considered one of the erogenous zones. When a woman is interested in a man, she'll try to keep her palms and wrists in the man's sight. You're laughing now, man.
I just think it's a great thing that this guy was able to write this long article.
If I had to make a guess, I'd say it was a woman who wrote the article.
This reminds me of those kissing articles from the 40s and 50s. You know, like how to give the best kiss.
The perfect kiss.
Ridiculous.
Actually, this article doesn't actually claim an author, so we don't know who it was. Touching the face. There's only three more. If a person is interested in you, he'll keep touching his chin, his ears, and his cheeks. It means that he or she is subconscious.
Wants to have acne.
Yeah.
Yeah. It means that he or she is subconsciously fixing the lies. I don't know what that means. This is a combination of nervous and autoerotic actions. When we're interested in someone, our lips, or the lower part of our face, become very sensitive to stimulation. If you're smoking, you'll begin inhaling more often. If you're drinking something, you'll begin taking more sips. You enjoy touching your lips, and what is more, you let the other person know that a kiss is not far off.
Ooh.
The leading hand. It's a good sign of a man.
I'd like to be drinking now to make this article a little less painful.
It's a good sign if a man is holding you by the elbow or by the shoulder. In the first place, it's a good way to lead you through the crowd. Secondly, this way he can be sure that you don't get lost. Thirdly, this will frighten away all the other men. After all, you already have one by your side. Fourthly, this lets him accidentally touch you. All in all, it's a good gesture. Now, from actually reading something that has a little bit more legitimacy as opposed to this article, I have heard that when a woman, if you're on like a first date or if you're on an initial kind of a meeting with someone of the opposite sex, a woman specifically, and the woman actually initiates a touch on the man, then that's actually a pretty darn good sign.
Oh, that's
that
pretty good. I don't know about that.
Really?
You don't think so?
Yeah,
I don't.
All right, well, we'll explore that. 800-259-9231. Manwich and I say yes. Jason says no, but what do you think, ladies? 800-259-9231.
Jason just doesn't know how to pull the trigger.
It may just be a subconscious thing. They may not be even aware that they're doing this. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Man with you.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. You do your shopping anyway, you might as well do it through our website. Here's what you do. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. There, of course, it'll take you to Amazon where you can buy all sorts of different things. It's huge. They've got products that you would not believe. And the prices are great, too. So you do your shopping, you check out, and then we get to send a percentage of the final total sale. Your prices don't raise or anything like that. It's just they're sending us a percentage for sending them the business. Simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop and support Free Talk Live all at the same time. We're talking about a report from funreports.com. Did a little research. It looks like Fun Reports is from the Pravda, the Russian news website. They've got a website dedicated to just sort of fun sort of news. And so they put together this list of sexual body language, according to them, what they think that certain things that people do subconsciously while they're with, with the person that they're dating, what these things mean, everything from crossing the legs to slightly open lips to raised eyebrows. Most of it seemed questionable at best to me. However, we were talking about something that Manwich and I consider legitimate, which wasn't on this list, but was that we heard that when you've got a man and a woman, on a date, you know, one of the first dates, perhaps the first date, if the woman initiates a touch, perhaps reaches across a dinner table and touches the man on the hand or something like that, that's a good signal that she's
but
interested.
In the course of a conversation,
right,
trying to get your attention, make a point, something like that, she might touch your hand.
Right. It'd be totally natural when it happened. But, you know, versus a woman not touching you at all during the date, that could be a good sign, at least in Manwich and I's mind, that she's interested in some sort of further physical contact. Jason, you disagreed with that.
I did.
Based on what?
Based on personal experience.
Really?
Yes. Now, I will say that generally, yeah, that's the rule. However, there are plenty of exceptions to the rule, one of which being this little ditty. I was about a year ago, started spending some time with a young lady. She was a touchy-feely young lady, always touching the arm, the shoulder, hugs, and mm-hmm. scratching the small of my back. I thought that was the clincher.
If that isn't the clincher, I don't know what is.
Where were you at when she was scratching the small of your back? Was this in...
Coffee shop.
A coffee shop, okay.
Yes. So...
On a date, if you will.
No, this was not on a date.
I see.
This was actually immediately preceding the date.
Ah.
So I said, hey, why don't we go check out some corpses? Because there was an exhibit called Bodies at the local museum.
Right.
And she said, great, sounds good to me. Morning of the date, meet her up. And she says, yeah, I tried to get my boyfriend to go, but he wasn't really into it.
Ooh.
At which point I deflated.
Aye. So she was a tease.
Now, that doesn't mean that she wasn't attracted to you. It just means that she had a boyfriend and she doesn't really understand inappropriate touching with strange men.
Good point, Manwich.
She
may very well have been actually interested in having some sort of a physical contact with you. Unfortunately, there was that boyfriend.
Though she had no intention of straying from her boyfriend.
That doesn't mean that's not what I'm saying either. I'm not saying that she was proposing a sexual relationship with you. I'm saying that she found you attractive. I'm married, and I find women attractive all day, every day. So.
Of course. Ladies, if you want to chime in on this, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're moving on. We've got, immigration, of course. The states are cracking down with draconian anti-freedom immigration bills. We'll summarize those coming up. Also, diet soda only. Looks like the nation's government schools are going diet only. We'll give you the details on that, plus a psychic judge, all coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...